Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Steve Hicks from Redcliffe's Lions. Steve, how are you?
Good, Dave. Thank you.
Christmas, New Year kind to you?
Yeah, we had a small family that we went to, our eldest daughters, and it was good.
That's I'd like to hear it, and of course, taking it easy a bit. A little bit too much to eat at one stage or two stages?
No, I've learned from the past.
I'd love to learn myself, I've got to be honest. Hey, look, Australia Day is just around the corner, and Lions and Rotary out at Redcliffe teamed up years ago to get together to put on Australia Day. First of all, how did that happen? Seriously, Lions and Rotary coming together? No, I'm only joking about that, but seriously, it must be a bit of a story there.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even in Lions back then. It was back in 94.
Okay, so hang on then. You said it was back in 94. You weren't there, so this is secondhand information. So as far as I'm concerned, you've got no liability about repeating this story, so let's have it.
Oh, no worries. I don't know how it started. Wouldn't have a clue. But, back in 94, Judy Dean was the first recipient.
Oh, okay.
Citizen of the Year. And they didn't bring in Junior Citizen of the Year until 98. So it went on for a number of years, and then it wasn't until 2010 they brought in Sports Person of the Year.
Oh, of course.
And then eventually they've added in Senior and Young Sports Person of the Year and Event of the Year then.
Event of the Year, that is an interesting one. So there wasn't, just getting back to that story, there wasn't much of a story there, and I think you're nice and safe with the Redcliffe's community. I don't think anyone can pick you up about what you've said there. But there are some awards, of course, with Australia Day, and I did want to touch on that. We're doing things a little bit different everywhere again this year. And Australia Day, normally you'd be out at Barclay Square, but because of restrictions and the rest of it, you can't do that this year. Exactly how are you organising this year? Because, of course, you are asking for nominations for the awards. But how is it all going to go ahead?
We need the public to nominate people. We can't do it, but we're not allowed to.
Of course.
There's people out there that's got to know other people that have done some good work and good things in Redcliffe to be able to nominate them. And then we'll do the presentation of awards on the 26th in the morning, 8 o'clock, out at GO's.
Is that GO Origins, the cafe and roastery there?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, Jacaranda Street, isn't it?
Jacaranda Street, yep. It'll be a bit minimal participation because of the area. And if people want a coffee or buy whatever they've got there for breakfast, that's fine, but we won't be able to cater for it.
Of course, that makes sense. Look, it is frustrating, but it is the world we live in at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and we've ummed and ahed and thought, do we do it or not? And we both Rotary and Lions really do want to keep it going, and the public like it, so we'll just keep going with it.
Well, we'll keep the fingers crossed for 2023 like we have for 2022 and 2021. But, I mean, obviously, if you don't, if you don't laugh about it, that's the whole thing. You'd cry about it. What awards are up for grabs in the Redcliffe's community this year? What are you asking? What awards? What different sections are you asking people to nominate for?
We've got Citizen of the Year.
Yep.
And then we've got Junior Citizen of the Year.
Yes.
And then Sports Person of the Year. And Junior Sports Person of the Year. And Redcliffe's event of the year,
of course. That would have been a shoe-in if the centenary had have gone ahead.
Oh, yeah, would it ever. We reckon that would have probably got up and took the poll on that one.
Well, again, let's keep the fingers crossed for later on this year. Look, we've got some details up on our website. We've even got a form up on our website, and just a case of filling up in the form and either posting it in or, even better, emailing it straight through.
You can email it through or drop it off at the Resource Centre. By the 18th, there's probably a day's leeway there.
Of course, but, yeah. 18th, yeah. That's Tuesday, actually, when I stop to think about it. Whoa, that's happened quick.
It is. didn't take long to come around.
That Christmas New Year thing. Well, look, again, we've got that up on our website, and you just open it up, and then people can print it out, fill it out, and again, drop it off to the Resource Centre. I think it's a fantastic idea. Thank you very much for your time, and undoubtedly, Steve, we'll catch up again.
Oh, absolutely.